Welcome back to another episode of I'm No Rookie. I'm going to jump in straight away asking you a question. Do you ever feel like you're hustling through life wearing multiple hats and suddenly you realize you dropped a few balls? It happens to the best of us, right? It's okay. You're not alone in feeling overwhelmed, especially in this season. In fact, I've been there myself. I'm gonna say and be honest, I'm currently in there as I record this episode. So take my experience. At the beginning of 2024, I landed a new contract, which was fantastic. But it completely flipped my schedule upside down. Suddenly, my daily workouts were a distant memory, and leisurely walks, forget about it. It was non-existent. My focus shifted entirely to my new responsibility, and that was okay as well. Had to remind myself that it was just a temporary sacrifice. So in this episode, let's talk about giving yourself grace during those busy seasons. It's about acknowledging that you can't do it all, and that's perfectly fine. So whether it's a few months or a year of chaos, know that there's an end in sight. And when things calm down, you pick up those dropped hobbies and routines again. I want you to know that it's okay to let certain things take a back seat temporarily. Your health, your passions, they're not forgotten, just on pause. So for all you fellow jugglers out there, take a breath, give yourself a break, and remember, this too shall pass. Remember, at the end of the day, it's not about how many hats you can wear at once, but how gracefully you can take them off when needed. So let's kind of navigate this busy season, if you're in a busy season like me, with kindness, understanding, and a whole lot of self-love. The reason why I wanted to record this episode, like I said before, I'm going through this right now, and I know there's the end in sight. I even posted it in the Facebook group. I'm a big believer that you have to prioritize what's important, and you have to manage what you can manage. And that helps when you are not punishing yourself. You know, this is a temporary season, and I've just got to do what I've got to do. But what I wanted to do is give you some actionable tips, some of the tips that I've kind of been using to manage the hectic times in my life. And I hope that you find it useful. So the first one is that you need to prioritize ruthlessly. So when your to-do list feels like it's never ending, you need to prioritize tasks based on urgency and importance. Focus on what absolutely needs to get done first, and then tackle the rest as time allows. So for those that don't know, I have an academy called Develop and Educate Academy for beauty and wellness and spa therapists that want to, or even managers that want to get into the education sector. So they have access to the course, but I support them with any questions. I'm marking and I'm assessing as well. As well as that, I'm also doing outside educational contracts where I'm teaching online for other organizations, which is fantastic for me. And I'm also managing a few other people's business. I've got my hands in a lot of pies. And so, what I managed to do, I said, what is actually priority? What is due this week? What is due today? And I work on those things first and foremost because as I work on those things, pressure is less. It's off my shoulder because I'm like, cool, I made that deadline. What is the next thing that I can do? And what I used to do in the past when I didn't have this pressure, I would work on the things that I was excited about. Like, I'm a creative, so I could do creative work, graphics, creating carousels, creating all this creative stuff for fun, even though I was getting paid for it. But there was no urgency in those things. And sometimes I would pick those instead of working on the things that were urgent. And then I would panic because I don't have enough time to work on the things that are actually more important. In this busy season, prioritize ruthlessly and do the things that are urgent and important. My next tip is delegate if possible. So you don't have to do it all, especially on your own. So whether at work or at home, delegate tasks to others who can help kind of lighten the load. And this could mean asking a colleague, for instance, or especially for assistance on a project, or enlisting family members to help with household chores, if you have that. For someone like me who is single and managing all the things, this may be when I reach out to a friend who's already offered assistance to be able to help with something. So I've got a friend who literally we've almost had the same path in everything that we wanted to do, kind of navigated off in different directions. But she's got the skill set, she understands everything that I'm going through, and she's offered her services. And at the time, I've always said no because I'm like, okay, I actually don't need it right now. And I think if I was in a situation where I was like, you know what, I need someone to help support my students, I would reach out to her. So think about what you could say yes to. And saying yes and saying, I need some help, there's nothing wrong with that, especially in the busy season. Another tip is for you to set realistic goals and expectations. You need to be honest with yourself about what you can realistically accomplish during those busy periods. Don't set yourself up for failure by kind of overcommitting to things. You need to set achievable goals and celebrate your progress along the way. And I say this in the nicest way possible. Sometimes, if we look at our to-do list and go, does that need to be done this week? Honestly, do I need to do that today? Would it be a nice to have done kind of thing? If we really look at this list and go, I actually don't need to commit to that. I know I said yes, but you know what? I'm going to have to say no. Be realistic with your expectations. So go through your lists or anything that you recently promised someone and just say, I'm so sorry, I won't be able to do that. Realistically, I won't be able to fit it in, and I don't want to promise you something that I can't commit to. If that's a conversation you need to have, or maybe you just simply have a list and you're like, okay, that's not getting done this week. You can push that back another week. Another tip that I want to give you is practicing self-care. Yes, I know it's easy to kind of say practice self-care, but it's also easy to let self-care fall by the wayside when you're busy. But it's more important than ever to prioritize your well-being. So make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's exercise, it's meditation, or simply taking a few moments to breathe deeply. We're not asking you to do anything major beyond kind of the time that you have. Just do simple things to make sure, whether it's get your breath back, whether it's to help you sleep a little better, whether it's going to help you to relax, practice that and implement it. You can absolutely implement it somewhere. Another tip is my favorite one. Learn to say no. Yes. I'm one of those people. I am very comfortable saying no. There was a quote that I saw. I was watching an Instagram reel the other day, and it said, "No, thank you" is a complete sentence. Loved it. I loved it. So saying yes to everything can quickly lead to burnout. It's okay to decline invitations or requests that don't align with your priorities or your values. Remember, saying no to one thing means saying yes to something else, like your own sanity. It's so important. Another tip I want to give you is to schedule downtime. Even in the midst of busyness, right? Carve out time in your schedule for rest and relaxation. So it's similar to the self-care, but this is just downtime. So whether it's a short break during the day or for a longer period of downtime in the weekends, if you've got that. Giving yourself time to recharge is essential for maintaining your mental and physical well-being. And remember, managing busy periods is all about finding balance and being kind to yourself along the way. I hope you take these tips to heart and navigate those hectic times with grace and resilience. And remember, you've got this. Another thing I wanted to share, which I think is something that keeps me really insane. When I know I've got a really busy period, is planning something to look forward to at the end of your busyness can be a game changer. So think of this. After months of non-stop hustle, you finally see a light at the end of the tunnel. It's like a breath of fresh air and a reward for your hard work. For me, knowing that I have some downtime coming up in the end of May is what keeps me going. I plan some time away with friends, followed by a lovely short holiday with another friend. And these little escapes are like anchors, keeping me grounded during this chaos. So when the days feel like it's endless and your energy is drained, I remind myself of the relaxation and fun waiting just around the corner. Is this something that you could do? I'm not trying to say everyone's got money, but there are little things that you can do that are for free. So my advice to you is to simply plan something that brings you joy, whether it's a spa day, a weekend getaway, or simply spending more time with loved ones. Make it a non-negotiable in your schedule during those busy times. You will have something to look forward to. Trust me, you deserve it. So go ahead, treat yourself and give yourself something to look forward to at the end of this crazy period. You will thank yourself later. So as we wrap up the end of today's episode, I want to leave you with this. Life is full of busy seasons, but they don't last forever. Remember to give yourself grace, prioritize self-care, and plan something to look forward to at the end of it all. If you found the episode helpful, I'd love for you to share with others who may be going through the same thing and they need that reminder to be kind to themselves during the hectic times. And don't forget to subscribe to I'm No Rookie for more content like this. Until next time, take care of yourself, keep hustling, and remember you are no rookie in the game of life. You've got this.